sopranos? Everybody's a soprano, raise your hand. Raise them high so I can see so I know I'm getting in. Okay, where are the altos? Everywhere. Alright, tenor. Okay, I hate to make the move, you look so comfortable, but it would be simpler for me if sopranos would come right here. Do you mind moving? I'll help you. Sopranos right here. Come on around. You don't come down, come around.
Where are the altos?
The altos are right over here. And the tenors are right in there. You can sit on that side of there, or you can sit on this side of there. Right there. Sopranos, altos, tenor. Now, do you have any bass? It's so difficult to find basses. Baritones. Sopranos. Look at all these altos. I bet you if I did a voice check, half of those altos should be in the soprano section. That's generally the way it is. I'm going to do some vocal testing tomorrow. I won't pull you out singly, but in groups, and I'll just go around and listen. Because I never want to embarrass anyone, because it's awful to be embarrassed. Words are real simple. It's a song from the 1930s. The name of the song is Thank You, Jesus. Say those words.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say it again.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say it again.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Say, you brought me.
You brought me.
You brought me.
You brought me.
From a mighty long way.
From a mighty long way.
Mighty long way.
Mighty long way.
Repeat it. Thank you, Jesus.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You brought me.
You brought me.
You brought me from a mighty.
You brought me from a mighty.
Mighty long way.
Mighty long way.
Just learn a song. Sopranos, you're going to sing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. You brought me. All right, let's go from up. Again. Oh, real good. Ready? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. You brought me. Got that much? Okay, now these flies, I hate to be crude, but I refuse to have a fly come in my mouth.
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
this is called field recording.
Okay. If there's a thump on the microphone, right. It's only right. My book for the fly.
So you just fly you want to.
I'm sorry. All right, let's try it again, Spanish. Ready? Thank you, Jesus. Words as a leader, okay? But I'm just trying to get you familiar with it, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. You brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way. Very good. Keep that in your mind. Thank you. them. All right. Together, spread an alto. Ready? Okay, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. On that third one, okay? Try it again.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. All right, now come on, I told you trying to flake out already. All right, let's try it again.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You brought me.
Taken away, okay. All right, let's try it again. Spread us now, so it's 1, 2, 3. In what I do. I cannot say, let me take it back, when I come to music. I wish I could be a perfectionist and everything, but it has to sound right or I won't accept it, and I won't accept you because friends. Stand up, girls. Let's go. Making a mistake, okay? I do it all the time. The thing is, don't continue after I tell you. All right. So don't feel bad if you hit the wrong note. That's what it's all about, learning. Ready? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. You brought me, from a mighty, long way. Right there. But I can hear it. Okay, let's do it. Thank you, Jesus, again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. You brought me. You brought me from a mighty long way. A mighty long way. Yeah! All right. To prove yourself, sing with the rest. If you do it correctly, you may then sit down. Because I've been known to throw things. I do in love. I haven't had any. Yeah, I had 2 people throw something back at me. All right, ready? Put your part. okay? I would not deceive you yet. Later on, by mercy, I will, but not yet. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, that's not what I thought. Thank you, Jesus. You have two notes. Ready? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Third voice. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. You brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way.
Thank you.
did real well. Now, we'll basically, during the 2:15 slot, we'll be basically learning vocal techniques, how to sing any type of music, but I really push gospel. How to sing gospel music without ruining, as some people and some professors have said, ruining your voice. There's a way to do it. I am very hoarse today. And even at this point, I am not talking from my throat. I am talking from my diaphragm. And if I didn't, I would really be in trouble, okay? Would you like to hear my natural voice? This is how I would be talking if I would go ahead and talk, okay? Very hoarse. It's not, I don't have laryngeal, well, whatever. It's tired body. Your body is an instrument. And just like any instrument, if you don't oil it, grease it, and whatever else you have to do, let it rest sometimes, eventually it wears out, right? And my body is worn out. Seriously worn out. If I would tell you my schedule and what I have been doing for the last 6 weeks, 7 weeks, you would understand. But that's neither here nor there at this moment. But what you need to know is that you can talk even if you're hoarse. It's really good for me because I teach in the classroom. And sometimes saying Johnny's name, Johnny, will make Johnny sit down. You know what I mean? And so then, Johnny, please sit down. Put a little bit more force behind. You asked me to sing a song, which I'm going to do. What time am I through?
There's two sections.
Oh, there are?
There's 2:15, and there's another one.
Oh, really? Wait until I see Margo. I'm going to kill her.
More water.
So we can learn how to sing too in the session.
My Lord. Okay. I'll let you rest and I'll sing a song, then I'm going to rest.
Thank you.
two reasons. The first reason was I wanted to show you a different style of music. And you've been basically singing traditional. What you sang was a traditional song written in, I think it was 1940 or early 50s. The song that I just did was written this past year, okay? Did you hear the different style? You hear the improvisation, you hear the music, you hear the chords, totally, and key changes. All these musicians, see what has happened? The musicians now are educated. Many of them are music majors. And they're taking part of the classical. You heard this. Now, I mean, you know, in gospel music. Back into A flat. And a lot of your music, if you don't know a little bit of music, you can't sing this contemporary stuff. People can't play it unless they've had some music, or unless they're very gifted with the ear. And I know some young people, there was a young man I wanted to bring up here this week because I wanted you to meet him. He has never had a day's music lesson. And the child can play, can really play. And it's because he has an ear, he can hear it. Many of the songs that I've learned, this is not written. I've never seen it written. I would probably do worse trying to read it, but I can hear it and I'm able to play it. The second reason why I played that particular song, giving me a rest and you a rest, is because that song for the last 2 months has been my theme. If I had not had that particular song, remember we talk about experiences, right? And you experience particular things, and then you can sing about them. And I've just bombed out. By the time I got into the hospital, they put him in intensive care, and he was supposed to die. And I said, if I could sing a song, this is a song I would sing. So I began to sing this song. I had been singing it weeks before. And this is a song that carried me through the time when I was looking at the doctor and he was saying, he won't live until the next day. He won't be able to make it, okay? That's the reason why it's important that you understand why gospel music has been so very important in the Black family and the Black worship experience. It's just not a song to sing. But most of those songs that have been written, most of those songs that you hear people sing, if they have any godliness about them, usually they've experienced something about that particular song and they're able to sing it, okay? All right, so I hope during this week you will find a song that will become your theme or a song that will carry you through. Are there any questions?
No.
Thank you, and I'll see you at 6, what is 6:15?
Are you kidding for that?
No.
I wonder if I need a
comment. Sure, which one do you want? The one with the talking and the one with the singing?
The last song she sang.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Can
you give me $3?
Yeah, I
can
pay
you.
It'll help
a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, because if you can, because the situation. Oh, let me turn this off.